This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Bonai, Spray and Forget, Caterpillar, Quikrete, ADT, and Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, it's the trade show of trade shows for home improvement. We're broadcasting today from the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this show has, I guess you can say, defined the products you see in home centers, Leslie, and hardware stores for almost 70 years. And we are so excited to be here once again. We're surrounded by several thousand of our closest personal friends in the community.
I mean, truly, we are surrounded by the most amazing things in the entire home improvement industry. And we're seeing what's coming out and what's first. You know, we really do love this show. So this is the place where we get to bring you an inside look at the info, products, and trends that you're going to be seeing at your home center, your favorite home center, right by you very soon.
Now, I think we should clarify that it is called the Hardware Show, right? But it's so much more than
it's
nuts and
like
bolts.
It's not like nuts and bolts.
Right. Everybody
thinks, hey, we're going
to the Hardware Show. Oh, gee, sorry I missed that. No, no.
Ooh, hinges.
This is everything that you would see in a home center or a hardware store. Everything that you need for your house is here. And I tell you what, if not only is it here, it's here in droves. And what also amazes me is the fact that they take the simplest of tools, right? And they make them better and better and better.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you're constantly getting feedback, and this is a great opportunity for the manufacturers to sit with the buyers and to sit with the store owners and find out more about what their buyers are doing and what the consumers are doing. So ultimately, when you guys get your hands on a product, it's the best possible product.
Right. But you can't be here because these are all industry insiders, over 20,000, but somehow they actually did go ahead and let us in. So we'll keep that kind of quiet.
Now, and even our location here, I mean, we're in the Las Vegas Convention Center. It's hugely impressive. And I mean, as we broadcast from an area called the Ultimate Backyard, it's 5,000 square feet in this area. It highlights the best products and trends in outdoor living, tailgating, grilling, you name it, it's here.
Yeah, and speaking of tailgating, we're also announcing a brand new opportunity for our listeners to win some very cool home and hardware products by entering the Money Pit's Power Your Summer Sweepstakes. We're giving away the Cat INV2000. It's a portable inverter generator. Does it all. It's worth $749.99. It's great from everything from tailgating to the job site. You can enter today at moneypit.com.
And it's amazing seeing how many tailgating products are out here in this outdoor exhibit. It's huge tailgating. I mean, what a great trend.
All right, so let's get to it. To kick off the program, we welcome the man who makes this show happen every year, Rich Russo, the National Hardware Show's Industry Vice President. I like to call him Mr. Hardware. Welcome, Rich.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate being here.
So, you know, when we tell our friends and family we're going to the Hardware Show, the reaction is one of, gee, hardware, huh? Sorry I missed that. I mean, people don't get how exciting this is. Everything that you would see in a home center or a hardware store is here in Las Vegas at the National Hardware Show.
Who doesn't love to go walking through their hardware store and just find the next latest, greatest product
right
out there? I mean, there is so much innovation. There's so many new products. There's so many new exhibitors. And this is just like a playland for adults.
It is.
It's Disneyland
for us, that's for sure.
Now, it seems to me that there's a lot of new little areas that are popping up. I know that a lot of times we end up in this outdoor yard area, which is for outdoor living. But, I mean, truly to see that outdoor living, outdoor furnishings, tailgating has just boomed. I mean, you're really seeing that here, right?
Oh, I mean, this particular area, the show floor, has just exploded as people have, you know, brought their living outside and,
right,
and they make outdoor living spaces. They've really just shown the innovation that they have in the number of products and the number of amazing things that are going out in the outdoor tailgate area.
Well, you've got 5,000 square foot of space here, just showcasing all sorts of outdoor living products, and it really is pretty amazing. But you've got some other new product areas as well. One of the things I've always loved about this show are the inventors. You see a lot of guys come here basically, you know, with a table and an idea, and they stand in a booth, and some of them are now just doing amazingly well. These are products that have become standards in the industry, and they all started here with a 10 by 10 booth and a table and an idea.
Absolutely. It's funny because I always say this is where innovation meets perspiration. So you've got these guys that have these amazing ideas. Some of them are scratched down on a piece of paper or napkin, and they've come to the show with the concept to get this product launched, get help to get this product launched. We've got a number of programs that are designed to do that. And then they basically can bring these products to market and have success, make their dreams come true.
That's called the Inventor's Spotlight, right? The
show
attendees can actually get a chance to look at that whole process.
Yeah, we have over 170 inventors that are participating. It's the biggest we've ever had it. So the Inventor Spotlight is just keeps growing each year.
I mean, that's really amazing. Then it sort of lends itself to the next area, which is the new product launch. So here you've got folks who have a product that's never been sold before. It's brand spanking new. It's about to hit the market. And this is really the place where they can find the buyers.
Absolutely. So we've got about 60 products represented that are brand new to the industry. No pre-negotiations. They're not currently in stores. So people that are coming to the show to see brand new stuff, they need to stop by the new product launch because that's where we're going to see the latest and greatest products.
And then one of my favorite areas is New Product World. As a media person that needs to cover this, and it's a massive show, we need to be efficient with our time. I love going through New Product World right away because you see all the new stuff that's out there. Maybe it's already in distribution, but it doesn't have a lot of advertisement or promotion behind it. We get to see it first. I remember this was the place I saw my very first robotic vacuum ever, over a decade ago. And now there's dozens of companies making these things.
Right. There's over about 500 products represented in that area alone. And again, as you mentioned, it's a lot of products that have been launched within the past 12 months. They've had package changes. They've had upgrades or something new about them. So they might not be necessarily 100% new to the market, but they're new to a lot of people that are coming to the show.
Rich Russo, the National Hardware Show Industry Vice President, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit Radio Show. And thanks for hosting us here at the 2018 National Hardware Show.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Leslie.
Well, if you'd like to join the conversation today, you can call in your home improvement or your decor question 24/7 to 888-MONEY-PIT. 888-MONEY-PIT is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top-rated local home improvement pros for any home project. Go to homeadvisor.com. Well, as lighting has become more efficient, so have the options to find better quality light as well. GE has been a leader in that space with LEDs available now for every socket in every room of the home. With us to talk about that is Rochelle Hardigan, GE's retail marketing manager. Welcome, Rochelle.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
You know, as light bulbs have changed so much in the last 10 years, I think sometimes consumers are a little bit confused. And they don't.
A lot confused.
They're a lot confused. And they don't understand how much better the light is right now.
Some of us are holder-oners. It's
right.
Okay.
The choices are, there's more choices, and it's a little more difficult to find a basic light bulb. But you have so many options right now, and I think that's a space you guys have really dug into by improving the quality of a light. Because until we had the kinds of light quality and colors that are possible today with LED technology, it's like you don't know what you don't know. So you didn't know what you were missing, right? With just the basic old incandescent bulbs, you took what you took, you got what you got. But now there's so many more opportunities available. And one of the bulbs that you guys have done a lot with is your LED high definition line. So talk to me about Reveal.
Sure. So Reveal is really the big hero in that high definition line. But as you said, consumers have so much to choose from when they get to the shelf. It can be so confusing. So the high definition series was built to be a shop by room solution. So the entire line of products gives you higher color contrast. So colors look more vivid and beautiful. Reveal specifically creates whiter whites and even more bold colors. So it's really great for places where clarity matters. So rooms where you put a lot of focus, like your kitchens, your bathrooms, or where you're working on hobbies and crafts and you want to see with great clarity, even for reading spaces. So Reveal really does a great job of highlighting beautiful places in your home and giving you exceptional clarity.
Now, for me, I always tend to pick, especially with a ceiling fixture, things where I want to see a very specific bulb. I like a certain shape. I like the look of an Edison bulb. Yeah. You know, where does that leave me when I'm looking for something that's still efficient and, you know, gorgeous at the same time?
Yeah. So there are a couple options. Within Reveal that we just talked about, there are some all glass and beautiful filament bulbs. We've also just expanded into a new line of vintage bulbs with lots of shapes and sizes, with globes and tubes and the classic ST19 that we kind of call the Edison bulb.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
There are new, so beautiful. And there are so many beautiful light fixtures out there that let you see the light bulb, that why not have a beautiful spiral filament or a beautiful amber glass bulb that's really visually appealing. And you can do that now in LED, which is also really energy efficient. So you get the best of both worlds, beauty and energy efficient.
Yeah, and you're using about 25% or less of the electricity that you would have used with an incandescent bulb by doing this at the same time, and you're getting the longevity. What's the expected life of one of these LED bulbs?
Yeah, so we rate the life a little over 13 years with an average use of 3 hours per day. So they'll last for years and years. They're just beautiful.
Now, on your vintage bulbs, I always find that when I have a true old-fashioned vintage bulb or a replica of, and sometimes just traveling from the home center to the job site, the bulb doesn't always make it. You know, does the LED give it a little bit more durability?
Yeah, so LED filaments are certainly a little sturdier than an incandescent filament was, but we've done a great job in packaging, so it's easy to get them to and from and get home from the store and put a beautiful bulb intact.
Now, what's going on in the category of smart lighting?
Sure.
How are folks automating their lighting in a practical way and really taking advantage of that technology?
Yeah, so we've introduced a line of C by GE bulbs, and there are a few things that are really interesting that are starting to happen. So one is that you can optimize your choice of color by time of day, but you can automate that. So in the morning, you wake up to the right kind of light for yourself, and at night, you go to sleep to the right kind of light to get ready for bedtime. But also, you can integrate your lighting into a voice-controlled system. So if you're a house that has an Amazon Alexa or a Google Home or an Apple Home system, you can integrate and voice-control your light. So simply say, turn off the bedroom, and you're ready to sleep.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Rochelle Hartigan from GE, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pits broadcast here from the 2018 National Hardware Show.
Thank you.
To check out all of GE Lighting's products, head on over to their website at gelighting.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting from the stage at the Ultimate Backyard at the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. You can post your home improvement question or call it in right now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. Get instantly matched with top-rated pros for any home project and book appointments online, all for free.
And to see what we see while covering the show, all you need to do is follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, hashtag NHShow. Still to come, are you getting your outdoor furniture ready for the summer season ahead, but maybe you notice that it looks a little worse for wear? Well, we're going to highlight a brand new product that can strip away mold, mildew, and more in minutes after this.
You live in a body pit.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find trusted home improvement pros for any project at homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. We are thrilled to be here, checking out the best of the best in home improvement products hitting the market.
That's right. This is like Comic-Con for those home improvers out there. I mean, it really is the greatest place to be, and it's open only to industry insiders. So we are bringing the show to you.
Now, one thing that's really fun to see at these shows is the products that maybe we've been using our whole lives, but they keep getting better and better. And Quikrete has now done that with their fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag, right?
That's right. You know, it's great for setting fence posts, even mailbox posts, deck footings, or even just a small slab. It's super easy to use, and it's for projects like setting posts, perfect, because there's no mixing. Yep. You just pour the dry mix into that hole and then soak it with water, and then you can set the post.
Yep, and it sets hard in about 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You're going to find the Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag at select home centers, so look for it in that red bag.
Well, if you've ever noticed those nasty outdoor green and black mold, mildew, and algae stains on your house, the roof, the deck, even the fence, you know they can make your outdoor spaces look pretty unwelcoming and, well, gross, quite frankly.
Well, that's right. But Spray and Forget is a product that can help make those stains disappear. And now they've introduced a product that can do the same for patio furniture. Scott Dujek is the company president and joins us now with more. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Tom.
So you guys have done a great job with your house and deck cleaner because it's such a terrific product. It's so easy to use, and it does a great job of keeping those stains that we talked about off of those surfaces. But patio furniture is really a different animal, isn't it? Because not only do we have those same sorts of stains, but you get tree droppings and resins, and we're really dealing with some other stain-causing elements there that have to be treated a little bit differently.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a challenge because you've got a lot of different surfaces that you're treating on an outdoor furniture. You've got glass, you've got metal, you've got vinyl, plastic, you name it, a lot
fabric.
Of different surfaces. And even fabric. Yeah, that's exactly right. And as you said, Tom, you've got different types of stains. You've got bird droppings and leaf tannins. And
tree sap is the worst.
Tree sap as well. So, yeah, exactly.
So how does outdoor furniture cleaner work?
So we still have the no-rinse capability on fabric, so what we call soft surfaces for the mold, mildew, and algae. So you can still spray and forget, just like our traditional products to remove those mold,
cushions,
mildew.
On your cushions, awnings, umbrellas, all of that.
Exactly. And a cleaner and a preventative in one. So at the end of the season, maybe spray down those cushions, those pillows. That way they're nice and clean for you in the spring. And then the other side of this formulation that's nice is you've got some UV protection in it, which is going to protect those surfaces from sun fading and those type of things. And then you've also got just a kind of a rejuvenating quality of the formula, so kind of a shine, if you will, to shine up those dull surfaces and make them look nice again.
Now, does it have the same residual protection that that the house and spray and deck wash does in terms of, like, once you put it on, it gives you some ongoing protection?
It sure does. Yes, it's gonna continue to work over time, long after you apply the product, and give you those preventive qualities.
Now, you mentioned that when it comes to those soft goods, you can spray and forget, but when it comes to the harder surfaces, what do you do there? Do you have to wipe it? Do you rinse it? How do you sort of apply outdoor furniture cleaner there?
Yes, you do need to wipe it down. So on the hard surfaces, like the frame of that furniture, mm-hmm. if you will, the kind of the more non-porous type of surfaces, you can spray it and then wipe it down with a wet rag or a damp rag.
Okay.
And just wipe it down, and the stains will come right off when you wipe it down, and then it's also going to shine that surface up a little bit and give you the UV protection.
That's great.
You know, and speaking of fabric, I would imagine this would be also great for flags and banners, because sometimes they look great for about one season, don't they?
Oh, and then they just fade and they look terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works great on that. Actually, everything from barbecue pit covers, awnings, umbrellas, the outdoor umbrellas that we see quite a bit, it works great on all those types of
surfaces. It's interesting. I always forget. You know, it's like I'm constantly taking care of all my outdoor stuff, but it's the grill cover and it's the furniture covers that I never think about maintaining.
Yep, until they get really gross.
And then they're gross, and then you kind of chuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this gives you a lot of opportunities to keep that clean and fresh before the season, during the season, and then, of course, after the season, so it's good to go next year. Got a minute or so left. Let's talk a little bit about the house and the deck wash. Still in a very important product and something that people are really taking advantage of. We get that question all the time. Folks are really confused by how to get rid of those mold, mildew, algae, lichen stains that land on the roofs and the deck surfaces and the siding surfaces.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this mold, mildew, and algae, it's not just on outdoor furniture, right? It gets on just about anything that it can, and it's attacking that surface. So our house and deck product family was designed to work on all different types, a multitude of different surfaces, from the brick, stucco, stone, really any exterior surface. And that is back to our strictly no-rinse type formula. Mm-hmm. It's going to remove any of those ugly green and black stains that you see a lot.
Well, I've got a fence behind my house that was covered with moss, and I mixed up some spray and forget, and I applied it, and then I ran out and had to stop at the end of the day, and I didn't get back to it for a few days, and I went out there, and now I've got a two-tone.
Right.
Yeah.
A two-tone fence. So it works great, and it works quickly.
Well, and I think the best part is that, you know, to mention is that spray and forget is environmentally friendly. You know, so many times there are harsh chemicals involved,
yep,
and you have to worry about the garden and the pets and the kids, and spray and forget really has taken care of that, and you don't have to worry.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we take a lot of pride in that. We try to make all of our formulations where they're eco-friendly. We don't use harsh ingredients. There's no bleach. There's no lye. There's no acid. There's no phosphates or heavy metals in our products. They're all biodegradable, 100% biodegradable, and we try to make them as eco-friendly as possible.
Terrific line. Scott Dujak, president of Spray and Forget, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit Radio Show and filling us in on the brand new product, the Outdoor Furniture Cleaner. If you'd like to learn more about all the Spray and Forget products, go to their website, which is simply that, sprayandforget.com. Thanks again, Scott.
Thank you, Tom and Liz.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the ultimate backyard for home improvers, the 2018 National Hardware Show. We're on the road this week, but coming up in the next show, Kevin O'Connor from This Old House is stopping by with tips on how to avoid mold inside your house.
And This Old House on the Money Pit is brought to you by ADT. Introducing ADT Go, the new family mobile safety app and service. Go to ADT.com to learn more today.
You live in a money pit.
With 36-month monitoring contract, early termination and installation fees apply. Certain markets excluded. Licenses available at ADT.com.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
The Money Pit is presented by Cat, makers of the quiet, powerful, and portable Cat INV 2000 inverter generator. Great for tailgating, camping, job site, and more. Enter the Money Pit's Power Your Summer Sweepstakes today at MoneyPit.com for your chance to win a Cat INV 2000.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit, coming to you today from the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where we're highlighting some of the best innovations in home improvement and DIY products. And we're also launching a brand new way for you to win a very cool prize that can power your summer. We're giving away the very clean, very quiet, and very powerful Cat INV 2000 inverter generator.
That's right. You can enter the Money Pit's Power Your Summer sweepstakes today at MoneyPit.com for your chance to win. The Cat INV 2000 inverter generator delivers 1,800 watts, and it's really the perfect size for tailgating, camping, bringing with you to the job site, you know, whatever else you need power for. It's portable and ready to go. You can enter now through June 10th, and you'll be able to power your entire summer with ease.
Well, one of the fun things we get to do at the National Hardware Show is discover where we are highlighting some of the best innovations in home improvement and DIY products. And we found one that's perfect for the scorching day that we have today and all those that will follow this summer. It's the Dometic CFX, a powered cooler that can easily be taken anywhere on the go without the need for ice.
To learn more about this very cool product, we welcome Derek Laniga, the National Sales Manager for Dometic. Welcome, Derek.
Welcome. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
So this sounds like a very versatile product, and you'd say that it doesn't need ice. How does it work?
Well, it works off of AC power, so your home plugs, or it can operate being a mobile product off of your car battery, so like a 12-volt DC plug.
Yeah.
Right? They're made to be portable. They're made to be very efficient, so they have very low draw off of your battery, so you don't run it down and you can't restart.
And then you can't drive home.
Yep. So, and they've got a lot of technology built into them. So if it is like today, you're running it on a DC or your car battery type power, if it does consume a lot of power, it's going to shut itself off. So
how long does it take to cool?
Depends on the ambient, depends on what you're setting it at, but it typically can get down below freezing in well under an hour.
Huh.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Now, what if you don't have power accessible to you? Does it run off a solar?
You can run off a solar. Yep. It can run off solar, like I said, off your DC power, off your battery. So most people, you know, have power these days. They're either going to their adventure.
Right.
In an automobile, an RV, off-road vehicle, something like that. So they've all got power at hand. And they all want to be connected to the internet and to post about their adventures. You know, this is the day of Instagram and Snapchat. So
and apps too. I understand you have an app for this.
Correct. And we have an app built in on some of our units that give you the ability to control the temperature, set alarms for it, and basically monitor it.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So now you cool it, you pre-cool it.
You can.
You go to your site, you put everything in it. Say you're driving somewhere. Do you have to keep it powered in that 30-minute car ride, the hour card, it'll hold that temp until you can replug it back in?
Yes, it's very heavily insulated, much like most of the coolers are, the higher-end coolers are today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to maintain a temperature and hold that cooling in there for, you know, until it gets back into power, if you don't have it, if you don't have it plugged into your car or into the wall unit or to solar.
Yeah, well, maybe you figure, okay, I'm 30 minutes from the campsite. All right, honey, go ahead and turn on the refrigerator. So when I get there, everything's nice and cold, including the beer, right?
I mean, that's fantastic.
Yep. So we're all about mobile living. Mobile living made easy. We try to give people the products to be able to have a great time out there
and
the adventure.
And I know that you've come up with some really heavy-duty design and to make sure you really gave this some rigorous testing.
Absolutely. Yeah, everything goes through testing. We design, engineer, and test things really made for the outback in Australia. That's where one of our bigger markets are for these products. It's life or death out there. There's no 7-Elevens. There's no ice machines. You can't go to the hotel and fill up your ice chest from the ice machine. It doesn't exist. You have to have portable cooling to keep your food fresh, and of course your beer cold.
The company's called Dometic. You can check out their website at Dometic.com, Dometic.com, or take a look at the brand new launch shop.dometic.com to buy directly. Derek Laniga, National Sales Manager for Dometic, thanks so much for stopping by at the Money Pit.
Thank you, folks.
You are listening to The Money Pit, coming to you today from the ultimate backyard for home improvers, the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can join the conversation. Call in your questions to 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. Find top-rated home service pros, compare prices, and book appointments online, all for free.
Still ahead, you want to create your own ultimate backyard on a budget? We'll tell you how to achieve an upscale look without an upscale budget after this.
You live in a money pit.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find trusted home improvement pros for any project at homeadvisor.com.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the ultimate backyard for home improvers, the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where we're surrounded by every outdoor living product imaginable, from fire pits to hammocks to furniture.
And if all this talk about cool backyards has you thinking about the improvements you'd like to make to your own, here's some good news. You can create your own ultimate backyard with an upscale look that doesn't have to cost a lot, and it doesn't have to sacrifice comfort.
That's true. From entertaining guests to sitting around the fire pit, the design and functional possibilities with outdoor resin furniture are unlimited. With us to talk about just that is Daniel Stainer from Adams Manufacturing. Welcome, Daniel.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we are surrounded by Adirondack chairs and rocking chairs and stacked chairs with high back chairs. You guys got pretty much every imaginable type of chair around us today in the ultimate backyard. And the thing is, they're all beautiful and very affordable.
Well, they really are. And, you know, you can really fix up your backyard on a budget without having to spend a lot of money. These things are really versatile. They're easy to clean. They're stackable, so you can move them out of the way during the season. Absolutely. And they look really, really nice, and they hold up very well.
And I like the fact that you've got some innovation built into these. I noticed on your Adirondack-style chair that you've got actually a cup holder that swings out from under the arm, holds not only a can, it also handles the stem of a wine glass.
Listen, that's important.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that the Money Pit listeners love to entertain in the backyard.
And that's right.
When you're entertaining, you have water, you have coffee, you have beer, wine, what have you, and you want a place to put your glass. So now if you're sitting around the fire pit, you can put your beer in the cup holder if you're on the patio or the porch. So it really kind of extends the whole idea of entertaining in the backyard by having furniture that is beautiful but functional that isn't a lot of money as well.
And it's interesting because in addition to the cup holder swing out, you've thought about some other innovations there, because people always have their phone handy and they always have little things with them but nowhere to put them.
Right.
And so one of your swing outs has a phone holder, a place to put your sunglasses. I mean, that's truly fantastic. It keeps things from falling in the sand.
That's right. Our brand new Big Easy high back chair has a built-in cup holder, smartphone holder, and accessory holder that will even work with your keys and your sunglasses. So now that's going to be hitting the market very, very soon. So, you know, take a look at the big boxes and the hardware stores for the Big Easy high back chair. That'll retail for around $19.98. But it has all, you know, the places that you want for your smartphone and keys and sunglasses.
And Dan, truly, that's the ultimate way to claim a chair. You're like, I'm sorry, that's mine. All my things are there.
Exactly. And, you know, you were telling me an interesting story before we went on the air today about your start. And it all began with a 1976 Chevelle and suction cups. So two things that have nothing in common, but basically fueled the growth of what is Adams Manufacturing today. Tell us the story.
Well, our founder and chairman, Bill Adams, returned from Vietnam, and I believe it was a $10,000 inheritance from his dad, used that to start up the suction cup business, and he literally sold door-to-door at the various hardware stores along the East Coast. And from there, he just kept on growing and growing, and eventually he decided to get into, like, folding and stacking furniture, and that pretty much launched the modern version of Adams Manufacturing. So now our chairs, if you look on your, you know, most decks and patios and porches in America, if you go to the beach, you'll see our chairs everywhere. You'll see them, you know, by the pools. You'll see them on the decks, on the patios.
Right.
So they're everywhere. Our colorful Adirondacks, you know, are put in front of stores like Lowe's and Walmart and Target and Home Depot to attract people to come into the stores.
Yeah.
And they're very affordable.
And they're very beautiful. So,
you know what I love with the Adirondack chairs? There's so many great colors, but then there's also kid-sized ones that coordinate so the whole family can sort of gather in an appropriately sized seat.
Yep, and they're available everywhere. So take a look for the Adam Manufacturing Adirondack chairs and resin furniture. Daniel Stainer, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure.
If you'd like to learn more, their website is adamsmfg.com.
Well, now that spring is in full swing and summer is just a couple of weeks away, we hope that you're taking time to enjoy a beautiful, healthy green lawn.
What? You're not? Well, it might be that you're not using the right products to take care of that lawn. There's just one line of products you need to know, though, to start turning the tide on getting the kind of green lawn you only see on golf courses, and that's those from Bonide, a company that's been helping homeowners and landscape pros get green lawns and gardens for, I think, like over 80 years or something. Rick Spear from Bonide joins us. us now with some tips. Welcome, Rick.
Well, thank you. Thank you very
much.
How
many years has it been?
It's been over 90.
Over 90?
92 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Man, I tell you what, it's a great company, American company, and you really have been helping folks get those green lawns. I want to ask you about a couple of the products that that we've covered before but are hearing a lot of interest in right now, more than ever before. Weed Beater Ultra. I mean, everybody wants to get rid of those darn weeds, and the problem is that you have to use so many different products typically to control them, but your product actually covers over 200 weeds.
It does, and over 200 weeds, and Weed Beater Ultra will even get the very difficult, hard to get or control weeds, such as ground ivy, creeping charlie, not only the dandelions and so forth. A lot of them.
Creeping Charlie.
that sounds like my son.
Yeah. It's
Creeping Charlie. He just happens to be named Charlie, and he's also a little creepy. But Rick, tell us, when it comes to applying the Weed Beater Ultra, I think people worry about what the time frame is. Is it too early? Is it too late? How do you know when is the proper step to take to apply it?
Well, that's a great question, because what you want to get is you want to get the application of the broadleaf weed killer, Weed Beater Ultra, applied early so that it can have time to go into the plants and work effectively systemically to control the weed from top to root.
Okay.
Weed Beater Ultra, one of the other good points about that is it works not only in weather that we have in spring and summer, but also in early spring down to 45 degrees. Not many other broadleaf weed killers
And that's
will work.
Really when you want to apply it, when you do get those big fluctuations
when
in
you see the weeds coming up, that's a great time to do it right now.
You get more flexibility that way in terms of actually getting it done. You know, you get it done early. We all want to get it done early, but sometimes we can't. But it really doesn't matter. If you miss that window, you got a lot of time to work on this.
You've got a little margin to play with. You're right.
Well, and I think what's so interesting is that with other products, you have to wait such an extreme length of time to reseed. And that's not true here.
No, with Weed Beater Ultra, you can reseed after 7 days. By doing that, Weed Beater Ultra has already worked on the weeds. So it's good to go ahead and reseed shortly after.
Well, that shortens up the whole time.
Now,
I want to ask you about another product that you guys have called Burnout. And this is terrific because even if you do a good job with your lawn, you're sitting there on your patio and you start to notice all of these weeds and grass that are coming up like between the seams of the brick or the cracks of the driveway. And you just want to make it go away. And if you pull it, it just comes right back.
It does. It does. And Burnout, it's an all-natural, organic, non-selective herbicide. So by non-selective is meaning it doesn't differentiate between grass or weeds, so it'll get them both. And being organic, it also breaks down right away. It'll kill the grass and weeds organically, and away it's done.
And it's a great product. The company's called Bonide. You can check out their products at bonide.com. Rick Spear, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, filling us in, and for keeping all those lawns green all spring and summer long.
Great. Thank you for having me.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the stage at the Ultimate Backyard at the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. Join the conversation. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top-rated local home improvement pros for any home project. Go to homeadvisor.com.
You live in a money pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, coming to you from the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, following all the trends here, including the growth of tiny houses. And part of that growth is due to the work of our next guest, Zach Giffen, the host of Tiny House Nation on A&E.
Yeah, well,
welcome, Zach.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. Man, I'll tell you what, the booming market in tiny houses, isn't there?
Yeah, it's there's insane how the interest just keeps growing,
right?
You know, and You know, when I first got into it, there was maybe 10 actual tiny home builders. Now, I mean, there's hundreds, and there's a lot of builders that are used to build, you know, full size homes that are just looking at this as kind of the future, and they want to kind of get into it.
Now, are your customers folks that are downsizing, or are there folks just looking for like an alternative vacation home, you know, home away from home kind of a thing?
It's kind of all over the place, but the big one I really think is people that are looking towards having a space that's not going into assisted living,
right?
Something in between, having a full size home for a family in their retirement years before assisted living. They want to downsize on their expenses. They want to free up available funding and kind of actually just, you know, live those last years of their life in a capacity they really enjoy.
So the words that every parent would like to hear as they're getting on in their years is from their kids. Hey, we built a house for you. Great. You show up and it's a tiny house.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I mean, these are not what you think. What Zach does is so impressive because, I mean, I imagine that the questions you must ask of your clients to figure out where is the space you're saving? What is multifunctional? What's sort of sneaky underneath something else? So I imagine your process must be completely unique in how you determine what goes into these tiny homes.
Yeah, I mean, I've built custom homes all my life. I've been a carpenter. But what I think of what we do is we're doing hyper-customization.
Completely.
You know, and what my process really is, look at somebody's plans, try to identify the human needs that are left out. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're leaving out, you know, a decent bathroom or a shower, these are human needs. And I try to encourage everybody to have a home that doesn't require sacrifice.
Right.
And after that, it's learning who these people are, learning exactly what their tastes are, what their passions are, and really trying to carve in space in their home to facilitate those passions.
And you guys are partnering with the National Harvest Show for Operation Tiny Home. What's that all about?
Operation Tiny Home is a fantastic organization I've been pouring my life into, and we're all about being an incubator source for local organizations who are looking to build tiny home villages for homeless veterans.
Wow, that's great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And we travel around the country and I teach workshops. So we go to these locations and basically we're building a home and we're inviting veterans from the community that are interested in learning the process to come in. I got a group of professionals that teach it with me and we build a home and we teach it and we have a good time. At the end of the whole thing, there's a house that's actually going to change someone's life.
I mean, that's amazing. How many markets are you doing that in? Do you go to as many states as you can?
Yeah, I think that this might be our 14th home, and we're kind of all around the country, and we're not slowing down.
Oh, that's great.
That's
hey,
great
before
service.
We let you go, I want to ask you about a new tool that you guys, that you actually have invented based on a problem that you had. It's called the Zach Rabbit, and it's a quick draw holster that enables you to basically do your drilling, your countersinking, and your screwing all with one movement.
Yeah, this is the world's best countersink, quick change countersink system is really what it is. I'm not just saying that. It's a fantastically durable tool, and it cuts the time required from drilling and driving in about half.
Finally, an option to go against the two drill method.
Exactly. There's other quick changes out there, and this is the one to end them all.
Zach Giffen from Tiny House Nation, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. That about wraps up this edition of the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. At the National Hardware Show, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.